tell them about it at that age? What do they say?
Seven-year-old Vinita Hennessy and her five-year-old sister Sevilla are in the spotlight for a documentary called Please Talk to Kids About AIDS.
Where people get AIDS from mostly each other.
In it, experts and activists face questions that only a child would ask.
How does AIDS get into your body?
Well, AIDS gets into your body in ways that can be complicated to explain to little girls.
That gets a laugh from the audience at Johns Hopkins University's School of Public Health. But the girls also elicit frank responses from leading experts, such as prize-winning science writer Laurie Garrett.
What's sneaky about the AIDS virus is that guess what it infects, what kinds of cells it goes inside of? The immune cells. So the army you have inside of you to protect you is exactly where this virus goes.
That sort of jargon-free language has drawn attention to the film. There is also praise for the way it breaks taboos about discussing sex. Whether it involves prostitution or condoms, the girls are supported by their parents, both international public health advocates. The family's efforts have won praise from a prominent figure who appears in the film. Dr. Anthony Fauci is director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and heads up all U.S. government-funded research into HIV/AIDS.
There's a lot of stigmatization, there's a lot of hesitancy, embarrassment about asking questions and talking about issues that are central and fundamental to HIV and the understanding of HIV. To have children in their innocence ask those questions and really force people to give a straight answer to this, I think exemplifies why we need to talk straight about HIV.
The documentary's young stars are promoting the film and discussing the answers they got.
Some of them were real difficult, sexual. I was like, whoa, what is that?
And like this sex worker there.
Yeah, she was like, it's not a real job.
The sisters' film has already attracted interest from various non-governmental and international organizations keen to use it as an educational tool in the global fight against HIV/AIDS. Malcolm Brown for VOA News in Baltimore, Maryland.